Today's edition of the Daily Daily Caller podcast is brought to you by Ancient Life Oil.
What is full spectrum CBD? Full spectrum CBD is all the cannabinoids, which in turn gives you major effectiveness. CBD isolate is much less effective than full spectrum CBD. No herbicides, no pesticides, pure organic, non-GMO, full spectrum CBD. Where do you get the good stuff? At ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Buy CBD tinctures that work. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
All righty. Hello again, everyone. Welcome to it. It's the Daily Daily College Podcast. It's the 19th day of February, 2019. Whatever, 2020. Good Lord, it's been one of those days. The wrong day, the wrong year. I'm the wrong person. This is the wrong time. I'm Derek Hunter. I am your very confused host. Welcome to the program. Man, there's a lot going on in the world. I mean, not a ton, but enough craziness, of course, always reigns. And I have to tell you right off the bat, as a programming note, this is going to be the rest of the week, except for Friday, I assume, hopefully by Friday, maybe possibly by Thursday, who knows, will be short shows for reasons I will explain to you briefly. My laptop is in the shop, if you can say that. I had to drop it off at the Apple store because my MacBook Pro keyboard just wasn't working, and you touch a letter and it would show up five times, so I was really pissed. Imagine trying to write three columns a week with that thing, plus five posts a day, and do radio prep on this thing. And so I finally looked it up, and they said, yeah, this is a problem with all of them. Bring it in. We'll fix it for free. Finally. Thank God. So as I bought this thing to write my book on, it's very nice. It's got extra RAM and everything. So they took it in, but it means that it's going to be gone for 3 days. I thought I had everything I needed, but it turns out that I don't have everything I need. I don't have the old computers that I have. I have two older laptops and a desktop that's older. They're all probably 4 years, 5 years old because they're expensive, but they last. They're great for surfing the web. But when it comes to things like recording audio, I can kind of record audio on one of them, but only if I switch the speakers, so I can't hear the audio I'm recording, which is messed up. And then the other computers can't install the software to record the audio. So it's just a absolute freaking nightmare all around. I spent probably 3 hours trying to get these computers, just one of them. I think between the three of them, I can kind of have one computer's worth of stuff. But one computer's worth of stuff without any sound, which doesn't make any damn sense. So, and my password to the Daily Caller website to be able to upload the thing was remembered on the other one, which meant I forgot even the username. That was a big drama. I eventually got that sorted out. But, yeah, nothing else. Why? Because why should anything be fun or easy? If I had the money, I'd just buy another damn computer. But Macs are so expensive, but they last forever, except for very specific physical defects that they acknowledge and fix. So there you go. That's why these shows are going to be 20 to 30 minutes, because it's just going to be me talking, and nobody wants to hear just me talking, right? I'm right. I know I'm right. I don't want to hear me just talking with no audio. So I apologize for that, and we'll get back to normal next week. It's just the way of the world, I guess. Shopping for a new used car, and because we can't fit the family in the Mini, and now the computer's in the shine. I guess I probably should have known that they would do that, that they would need it for at least a day. They said 72 hours. Hopefully, it will be sooner than that. But let's get into the news of the day while I have you for the limited time. On the plus side, you don't have to listen to me drone on for an hour. I tried to get Quinn to come in because I've gotten a lot of emails about Quinn not being on the show in a while, but she's thus far refused. She's being quite the diva. She's got a bit of a stuffed nose. I'm not sure if it's a full-blown cold or not, but she sounds pretty funny. So, yeah, there you go. There's the Quinn update. A lot of snot in the house right now. Hopefully, I'll avoid it. I'm washing my hands like I'm prepping for surgery. All right, so let's get into the news of the day. Bill Barr is threatening to quit as Attorney General, if the president doesn't stop tweeting, can I just say that it would be a huge mistake if President Trump doesn't stop tweeting about issues before the Justice Department. Bill Barr is a great Attorney General, and by all accounts, he is holding people who are corrupt and members of the deep state accountable. He's holding them accountable, or trying to. He's actually investigating these people. And if the president is making his job harder, something the president acknowledged yesterday, if the president is making his job harder, he should stop making his job harder. You have to stay out of your own way. And I know this is going to tick off a lot of people out there who are big fans of the president. I'm a big fan of what the president is doing from a policy perspective. But sometimes restraint is necessary. We'll get into the pardons in a second. But restraint is necessary sometimes. And on matters when your attorney general, who has done a great job, is telling you, please stop doing this. It's time to please stop doing this. You do have the self-control to do this. And what you're tweeting about is unnecessary. It's not needed. It's already been said. He was whining about Roger Stone's sentence again. I get it. We all get it. You know why we get it? A, because we've paid attention and we see it. And B, you've tweeted about it already. Stop circling back. Sooner or later, when you're circling back, you realize you're circling the drain. You want Bill Barr in that job. He's a man you can trust. He is trying to get to the bottom of all of the people who spied on the president, who launched the bogus Russia investigation, who abused the civil rights of American citizens, and he is at the end of his rope. You can push him off of that ledge if you don't stop. That would be my advice to the president. I know many of you will be going, President Trump is the president of the United States and he can do whatever he wants. Yes, he absolutely can. And Bill Barr is not saying you can't do this, Mr. President. He's saying if you continue to do this, I'm going to quit. Believe him. When someone who says what they believe says something to you, believe them. It's a fairly simple proposition. It's the smart play. So for all of you out there who think that the president can do no wrong, he can do himself wrong. And if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to end up doing himself a great deal of wrong. And he shouldn't. He definitely should not. Okay. Before we go any further, we've got to give a shout out to our sponsor, Ancient Life Oil. It's a short show, but it's still a show, and we still have bills to pay. So here it is. Joining us on the phone right now is our lovely sponsor and the guru of AncientLifeOil.com, Ronnie McMullen. Welcome to the program, Ronnie.
How you doing, Derek?
I'm doing great. And if you go out into the real world, you notice that CBD oil is now everywhere. You can get it at the grocery store, the gas station. I don't know if that stuff's any good. I can vouch for the stuff at AncientLifeOil.com being great and 100% organic. But tell us about some of the benefits, because that's one of the questions I get about CBD oil is people are wondering, what is this stuff that people keep talking about that my friends and family are telling me about? So what are the benefits of CBD oil that people might not know about?
Well, there's a lot of benefits. How about your muscular skeletal system, your lymphatic immune system, your respiratory system, your digestive system? I mean, this goes all over. And we have receptors in us, CB1, CB2. And when these fill, it's kind of like CBD helps everything communicate. So it helps our nervous system, which is one of the reasons that when you take CBD, you kind of mellow out a little bit, because it drops your anxiety and your stress. And stress alone, people, will kill you. I've watched people with perfect blood pressure have a heart attack from having too much stress. So it's really important to kind of get that underway, and obviously stretching and yoga, and there's all a lot of good stuff that's nice and free, but also CBD will really help that. And real quickly, I want to just go over, a lot of people are nervous with CBD because they're afraid it's going to get them high. And my CBD is made from hemp, and it is THC 003.003 or less. Usually we test out at 0.002. So you're not going to get high. And people say, well, can I drive with this? If you go down the road and you take CBD and you drive, you're probably going to be a better driver because you're not going to be so stressed. So it's really great for that pain that you might be having, the anxiety, the stress. And if you can calm your stress down, lots of great things, then you become not so chemically imbalanced. And the more we're chemically imbalanced, the more we hurt and have pain. So it's a balancer. Just look at it as a balancing act, and it makes you feel good.
I can vouch personally for all of that. My eye strain at the end of the day is gone with just a little bit of CBD oil under my tongue. And it helps me sleep too. Ronnie, what kind of deal do you have for our listeners?
So we have free shipping for anybody that mentions Derek in the coupon code. Now, we've had a couple people that forget to go hit the apply button, and that's so important. So put Derek in the coupon code, hit apply, you're going to get free shipping.
And it works. I can vouch for the fact that it works. And I've turned my dad onto it, Ronnie, so you've got another customer. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great one. I do really like Ronnie McMullen and Ancient Life Oil and the CBD oil they have. It really does do great things. Check it out for yourself. And don't forget to add promo code Derek at checkout for great, great discounts. Yeah, the Associated Press story has it, but there are a whole bunch of people that have it. Attorney General William Barr has told people close to him he's considering quitting his post after President Donald Trump wouldn't heed his warning to stop tweeting about Justice Department cases, an administration official told the Associated Press. The revelation came days after Barr took a public swipe at the president, saying in a television interview that Trump tweets about Justice Department and staffers makes it, quote, impossible for him to do his job. The next day, Trump ignored Barr's request and insisted that he had the legal right to intervene in criminal cases and sidestep the Justice Department's historical independence. It's not historical independence, but that's beside the point. When the guy is saying this is making my job hard, and then he says it's not worth doing this job if I'm going to have to answer for the president saying something that I'm either already doing and then making it look like I'm doing it for corrupt intent or on the orders of the president or what, you've got to heed his warnings. You've got to listen to it. Yesterday, the president did say that he knows he's right, that Bill Barr is right, that he does make it harder for him to do his job. So hopefully that means that he will then go, I'm going to stop tweeting about the Justice Department for now. Let this thing happen, because here's what's going to happen. As much as the Durham investigation, everybody's curious to know about the Durham investigation. It's not everybody's curious to know about the Durham investigation. There's everybody on the left who is absolutely not interested in the Durham investigation to find out the origins of the Russia hoax. So if Barr, who initiated the Durham investigation, leaves the Justice Department, the guy who has initiated and is pushing this investigation to get to the bottom of this, who knows who comes next, what they will push, what their agenda will be. You've got somebody in there determined to get to the bottom of this. Get out of their way. It's the smart thing to do. And I think deep down, even the most ardent Trump supporter would recognize that, or should. You're free to keep going at it. The president's free to keep tweeting. And if Bill Barr leaves the post and some bureaucrat takes over, because the president didn't know Bill Barr before before he appointed him to be the attorney general. The president didn't really know Jeff Sessions all that well before he appointed him to be attorney general. So who would come next? Who would come next that could get Senate approval? And what would their agenda be? Would they be as interested in the origins of the Russia probe? Would they be brought up to speed on it? Would they be trying to get this thing done? Or could it be some other bust? Because let's face it, someone like a Rex Tillerson at Secretary of State was kind of a bust. John Bolton as National Security Advisor was kind of a bust. They're gone now. Hopefully we've got, Pompeo seems to be a pretty good Secretary of State, but I think it's just smart when you've got somebody good, let them do their jobs. That's one of the president's failings, in my opinion, to be perfectly honest with you, is that he has difficulty trusting the people he's entrusted with these jobs to do their jobs. Now, maybe they haven't. Maybe some of them haven't been doing their jobs. I don't know the intricacies of every department and all the behind-the-scenes things that are going on in the White House, but there is no beef with the Attorney General. There is no beef. There's no reported beef with the Attorney General. He's not, you know, not doing his job. He's not Jeff Sessions recusing himself from everything. He's taking slings and arrows from your political opponents constantly. Let the man do his job, or you're going to lose him. And if you lose him, I guarantee you the Durham report will be watered down by whoever takes over, whatever bureaucrats get involved, because anybody who comes in will not be as up to speed on the issue as Bill Barr is. You don't want to do this, Mr. President, and you don't want the president to do this, people who support the president. You just don't. All right, let's get to something else since we're limited for time. The president took out his pardon pen and his clemency pen and pardoned or granted clemency to quite a few people yesterday. Some were famous, someone like Michael Milken, who became famous, infamous for junk bonds in the 80s. He'd long since served his time and has dedicated his life to charity work and finding a cure for cancer. Absolutely deserves the pardon. The former owner of the San Francisco 49ers, I honestly couldn't care less. He'd already done his time. Bernie Kerik, the former police chief of New York City, he did his time. So wiping the slate clean again is nothing really out of the ordinary. One of the things that one of the people that the president did grant clemency to is Rod Blagojevich, the former former governor of Illinois. Look, it's been one of those days. I've been running around and I'm like 3 hours of sleep all day. Rod Blagojevich was sentenced to 14 years for various forms of public corruption, most famously trying to sell, essentially, Barack Obama's Senate seat when he was elected president back in 2008. They had him pretty dead to rights on most of the counts, if not all the counts that he was accused of and found guilty of. Now, you can argue that 14 years is excessive, but Rod Blagojevich was engaged in corruption. There's no question about that. 14 years, I don't think, is that long of a sentence for that kind of corruption. When you factor in good behavior, you're probably looking at out in 9. He served 7. That's close, pretty close, I suppose. I'm not really sure how penitent Rod Blagojevich. I do like saying the name Blagojevich, though. Like, yeah, my Blagojevich is flaring up. I've got to go get a doctor. I've got to get a shot in the Blagojevich. Just like saying it rolls off the tongue like a sneeze. But I'm not sure how repentant Rod Blagojevich is. I'm not sure how sorry he is for what he did. And there's no question that he did it. But it's the president's absolute right to pardon him. So all the pearl clutching from the left is ridiculous. It is simply because Donald Trump did it. This is as clear-cut a case of Trump derangement syndrome as you could possibly find in nature. It is leftists going absolutely mad because they have to have something over which to go absolutely mad. They did not go this mad when Bill Clinton pardoned Mark Rich, the biggest tax cheat in U.S. history. They did not go this crazy when Barack Obama pardoned Bradley Manning, a literal traitor to this country, or the Puerto Rican terrorist, Oscar something or other, committed acts of terror against this country and was absolutely, both of those people, now they weren't pardoned, they had their sentences commuted, they were released from prison, and Blagojevich was not pardoned, he had the rest of his sentence commuted. It's the exact same situation as Bradley Manning and Oscar what's-his-face from the Puerto Rican terrorist. The same people who were fine with that are outraged by this. Here's an example of what a difference Trump makes. Eric Lipton is a reporter at the New York Times. As much as you can call anybody a reporter at the New York Times, and as much as Eric Lipton qualifies. Back on December 17th, 2014, when President Obama announced a round of pardons and clemencies, mostly to drug dealers, some of whom went back to a life of crime, believe it or not. Eric Lipton of the New York Times tweeted the following, quote, "Big day for executive actions. From DOJ just now, President Obama grants commutations and pardons. Clemency to 20, 8 commutations, 12 pardons." Now that is near celebratory. A big day, man. Look at this. Yesterday, because Donald Trump did it, Eric Lipton of the New York Times tweeted the following, quote, "A moment that will live in history and deserves to be remembered. President Trump is now both the executive and judicial branch. Rod Blagojevich, Michael Milken, Bernard Kerik, and others." Yes, they had been, well, two of them had their had full pardons, and Blagojevich had his sentence commuted. When Barack Obama grants pardons and clemency, big day in history, big day. Ooh, very exciting. When Donald Trump does it, Donald Trump is now the executive and judicial branch. These people are raging 100% total and complete hypocrites and frauds. Never, ever forget that. The blue check mark in the press credential does not obscure the fact that they are liberal activists with a full-blown liberal agenda, and it has nothing to do with justice. It has nothing to do with truth. It has nothing to do with honesty. In fact, it's generally just the exact opposite. That's how sad it is. In other news, as we truck along to try and cram as much into this thing as I can possibly get into it without any audio, this story from Sky News, if you think, wow, socialized medicine is so wonderful, everybody's treated equally, everybody's just wonderful, and all people are taken care of, well, the right people, in quotes, are taken care of. The Sky News has the story. National Health Service is the UK single-payer system, the kind of single-payer system the Democrats are all advocating for this country. The story reads, quote, "Sexist and racist patients could be barred from non-emergency care at NHS trusts under new rules to be enforced from April. Currently, staff can refuse to treat non-critical patients who are verbally aggressive or physically violent toward them." That's fine. That part is fine. You should not be. How will you treat somebody who's trying to attack you? "But these protections will extend to any harassment, bullying, or discrimination, including homophobic, sexist, or racist remarks." Health Secretary Matt Hancock wrote to all NHS staff on Tuesday to announce stronger measures to investigate abuse and harassment toward staff, saying, quote, "No act of violence or abuse is minor. Being assaulted or abused is not part of the job." Far too often I hear stories that the people are trying, you are trying to help, lash out. I've seen it for myself on night shifts and in ambulances. He said he was horrified that any member of the public would abuse or physically assault a member of the NHS staff, but it happens too often. So saying something, now, in general, you read this story, you hear this story, and you think, eh, well, horrible people shouldn't be getting treatment. But then you have to remember what constitutes racism and or homophobia according to the new rules by the left, the ever-evolving rules, the ever-moving goalposts. And then you realize it's anything with which they disagree. It's everything they disagree with. Not being a down-the-line leftist constitutes you being some kind of ist or phobe. They are making second-class citizens, potentially, out of normal citizens in the UK. Now, look, if somebody's flailing around, absolutely, you should not have to treat them. You should restrain them and sedate them. But generally, if somebody's flailing around while yelling slurs at people, they're either on drugs or they have mental problems. problems. If this extends to anybody who might make an inappropriate joke, or even an appropriate joke — an appropriate joke is one that's funny — any kind of joke that is off color because maybe they're nervous, as people tend to be when they go to the hospital, you can then, if you offend your caregiver, because that is the yardstick, that is the goal line, just offending your caregiver. If you have a hypersensitive social justice warrior caregiver, you're out of luck. Unless you're bleeding to death, you're not going to get treated, because they can consider that now, starting in April anyway, to be harassing, to be threatening, to be violence. This is all part of the left, who embraces physical violence, actual violence. You want to throw a milkshake at somebody or fill up a milkshake cup with concrete and throw that against somebody's head? Why, they'll ignore that. But if you say something that offends somebody's sensibility, why, words are violence. Hate speech is violence to these people. So if you say something that a caregiver, a hypersensitive woke caregiver, finds offensive, or if maybe you come in with a MAGA hat on and you're hurting and you're in the emergency room and they don't like you because you're wearing the MAGA hat, they could consider that to be violence and speech. And when you take it off, even if you take it off and you say, yes, okay, fine, I'll take my hat off, I'll set it on fire, whatever you want, they'll know in their minds who you are and what you believe, and they will have their antennae up and their radar flaring, and they'll find a reason to deny you treatment. This is what government does. Government always expands. Now, over here, our government isn't there yet, and hopefully it never will get there. But over in the UK, it's everywhere now. It's the only game in town. If our government were to do this, like, if your private health insurance, if your doctor said, well, screw you, I'm not treating you. You're a Trump supporter. I want nothing to do with you. There would be recourse for you. You could sue that person. In the UK, you can't sue the government. What are you going to sue the government? Who do you appeal to? Where do you go? You can go to another doctor here. When the government's the only game in town, where do you go? Where's your refuge? You're outside. You're made an outsider. You're otherized. That's exactly what the left wants to do to everybody on the right. That's why it's so important that we destroy them and expose them as much as we can, as quickly as we can, which returns me, Quinny, come here, which returns me to the Bill Barr situation. You don't want him to leave. He is doing that job. Let him finish that job. Anyway. Quinny, you want to come and say something, do some talking? Here she goes as we wrap it up. How are you, Quinny? Yes, two outlets. You got a stuffy nose, don't you?
Daddy, pizza masks.
Yes, you do. How are you feeling?
Yes, I guess it's a good mommy baby sleeping. You got to pay quiet. You got to whisper.
Yes, you got to whisper, but you were playing hide and seek earlier, and you found me pretty quickly, didn't you?
Yes, I get hey, Romeo.
All right. Yes, she wanted to play. She didn't want to play. She was insisting we play hide and seek. So I count to 10, and go out there, and she's buried herself on pillows under pillows on the couch. So then she comes into my office, counts to 2, and comes out and finds me immediately taking one step out the door, and. You can't do a whole lot in 2 seconds. You just can't, especially when it comes to hiding. Anyway, that is, unfortunately, I apologize for the shortness of the show and the rushed nature of it. It's just that I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to successfully upload this, to be perfectly honest with you. It's all kind of a crapshoot, and the software that I do have access to, I'm hoping it'll allow me to save as an MP3. We'll find out. The adventure never stops, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be interesting to try and do 3 hours of radio tomorrow with no audio, or hopefully no audio, or maybe hopefully not all no audio. Hopefully I can send it to the producer how I want cut up and links. And anyway, you don't need to know that. Thank you for listening. You can email all the complaints you want, and it'll be back. I have an interview scheduled for Friday. That one's out of my hands, so I can't screw that up. And hopefully my computer will be fixed with a new keyboard sooner than 72 hours. Fingers crossed. Have a great, I guess it's Wednesday already. Jeez. Have a great Wednesday. I'll see you tomorrow.